What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Steph Knows Magic, where every episode is a journey inside the enchanting world of Disney. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Nicole.
And although today is a sad day for Philly sports fans, it is an exciting week for Disney fans because Flower and Garden has started this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, it started last week, technically.
Last week.
Like, you know. But this fest runs from February 28th till May 27th. 27th.
That's a long festival. Longer ones.
But like through these fests, things change. Yeah. Like you won't go see a menu at some of the booths that are the same.
Yeah, exactly. There's like three different menus.
Like the corn is changing three times.
Well, the corn's, I think, staying, the street corn.
Yeah, but I think the toppings change.
The toppings might change. Whatever.
I
cannot wait to go there and just try all this food. And we are doing this podcast because we will be there in 3 weeks. So we're going to give you our little guide to what we think you should check out based on watching different vloggers.
Yeah, but it seems to be every vlogger's favorite fest.
Yes.
A lot of people's favorite fest.
It's gorgeous.
I can tell by now, it is the most beautiful. Like, he loved Festival of the Holidays.
I love Festival of the Arts, though.
Festival of the Arts. Sorry, we've done a lot this year. And I keep calling this one farts.
We all are.
I don't know why.
Because they're so back, like,
but there's so
close
many.
To,
yeah.
Like, Festival of the Arts was still going on, and Flower and Garden was, like, moving on in.
Right. Oh, it was only short. It was, like, 6 weeks, right?
Very short.
Yeah.
Very short, but we wanted to kind of give you a guideline or an action plan, what you should check out for this coming Flower and Garden, which we'll get to experience in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, little housekeeping, go to our Instagram or our TikTok or you're at YouTube, Steph Knows Magic, and follow it. We also have a Patreon. Mm-hmm. You can join our Patreon.
We have
right
a new
here.
Interview up.
Yes, we just did Creator's Corner with Kyle and Alexis, Match Made in Hefner.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome interview. Super fun. Super down-to-earth people. Super cool. Go check it out and go subscribe to them. They are up-and-coming creators just like us.
Yeah.
And a sub and a like and a follow goes such a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So go give them some love. And in a couple weeks, we sit down with our friend from across the pond, Sam for God.
I'm so excited.
And I can't wait to learn about Disneyland Paris because that is like a dream.
Jealous.
It is a dream of ours to go there. And then in April, All Ears returns and Breedlove will be on the show. And we are talking to more creators about scheduling. So Creators Corner is here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot coming up.
It's a fun segment.
It's very fun.
Give it up to Anthony because I can't do it.
Yeah, no. Nicole.
Not that I can't. Anthony is good that way. Like, he should have been in radio, television, like talking to people. Me? I could talk to the camera. You're fine. I know people are watching, but you're not really watching me. You're not really, eyes aren't on me. I'm getting better.
You're getting a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
You're getting a lot more comfortable.
Like, I don't care at the festivals or in Disney.
No.
Uh-uh.
No, but the interview is awesome, and we're super excited. And if you have a favorite creator, comment below and tell them, hey, come on Creator's Corner. We would love it. But enough about the Philly sports.
Yeah.
Enough about us, right? We have merch, by the way. You'll see a commercial for that. Enough about the membership, which you can join on YouTube. Enough about the Patreon, which you can sign up for. Let's get in to the meat and potatoes.
No, let's get... What is this festival about? My thing I'm most excited to say.
Okay, well, we're going to get into that.
That's my thing, though.
Well, my thing is the food, because I'm fat.
The food,
I love the food. Yeah. Food. If there's, like, my three loves right there.
Well, yeah, I'm all about the food, too. But I cannot wait to see Zootopia.
I can't wait to see it, but we can't wait to talk about it. And we will right after this short break.
Okay, so let's get into what I'm most looking forward to.
We already know. Spoiler
okay,
alert.
Sorry, spoiler alert. There's 70 topiaries in this festival.
That's crazy.
70.
That's
crazy. The care and the, like, there's Philadelphia Flower Garden over here, but I've never been. I always wanted to go.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just, they grow them all year in Epcot.
Yeah. That's which is awesome.
And the new ones that they have.
Coco.
Stop. Can we get a moment for Miguel?
Miguel? Well, I mean, I know.
You hate when people are like, Coco.
No, I hate when people call him Coco. It is a Coco topiary because it's Miguel and Dante.
But Dante, I'm sorry, steals the show.
I don't know.
Have you seen the up close of Dante?
I'm sure it's beautiful.
He is
first off,
stunning.
This one's been there forever. I can't wait to see the Beauty and the Beast one.
Oh, well, yeah.
Lord. Yeah, we've never seen them, so they're all new to us.
All the returning, I can't wait to see Snow White, the Seven Dwarves, Mirabelle from last year's new.
Oh, yeah.
Wish, that's new this year.
Asha has a new one.
the little wishing star glows and it aligns with the ball. I can't wait.
I can't wait to see Earth. Yeah, Spaceship Earth.
Yep. Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. The ball. The Epcot ball.
Yeah, the Epcot ball.
The giant golf ball.
Stop. Groot, please.
I know.
Every 20 minutes.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
And the songs he plays, and you bet your ass I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
I can't say that.
Yes, you can.
Oh.
All right, who cares?
Okay. I'm going to sit there and wait.
You can bet your behind.
Bet your behind I'm going to listen to him, because it's a topiary playing a cassette.
I know. I can't wait to see it.
Like,
and we're going to try to vlog this, right? But we're going to have our kids with us. So if the vlog does not come out well for the first one, we're going to go back and do a second one. Probably like when the third menu comes in.
Right. Because this is our family vacation.
Yeah.
And it just happens to be that we're there when we're there. I mean, we are from New Jersey. We can't just fly down. As much as we want to, we can't.
I know.
You know, life happens. Things come up. But this festival, like people that have went, it's like 2-day things.
It's a
there's a lot of food, but I think I've watched enough where I know best.
The list of food though we have, which we'll get into,
yeah,
is like 2 days worth of food.
Right, but I know we're not to waste my money now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. It's all a matter of opinion.
But there's so many returning favorites.
Yes.
Like,
The Italian margarita in Italy, which is the only thing, spoiler, it's the only thing we're getting in Italy.
We're going to definitely try that violet lemonade though.
Yes, but we're not getting any food in Italy.
No.
Overpriced.
It looks like flop.
And the weird thing is Italy like kind of bounced back with the salmon and the pasta last year for food and
it
wine.
It was terrible. Festival of the Arts.
Festival of the Arts.
Disgusting.
With that mozzarella. That mozzarella was frozen.
Yeah.
It was terrible. But
I don't know what is up with Italy, though.
Like, I don't know.
Why?
It's overpriced. And like one of them's like
four
cheese Alfredo. That doesn't take that much money to make. Why are you selling it for like $13 for like?
But you have one of the best restaurants in all of World Showcase. Why are you having such nasty food?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Why aren't you doing little chicken parm skewers?
Do a little pizza or something.
I
don't know.
I said it on a Match Made in Hefner interview. You should just get back there. We should throw you back there. Let you cook some
eggplant. Do it. Yeah.
You know? Some braciole.
I mean,
little braciole.
They're from Italy.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I don't know. It's not
because Viennapoli literally uses the best Caputo flour you can use, the best water. Like,
say that four times fast.
What?
Caputo flour.
Caputo flour. It's the best.
You just couldn't even say what?
Caputo flour. Whatever. But they use the best ingredients. I don't know what's happened at this booth.
No, whatever.
Just the margarita.
Whatever.
There.
But we're gonna get into like that. We're gonna get into the menus in the next segment. But I want to like just talk about, what are your expectations? I mean, we've watched vlogs, but expectations, what you should expect from Flower and Garden.
You mean with the kids?
With anything. With just going to Flower and Garden.
I think it's going to be breathtakingly beautiful.
Yeah.
Like just all the flowers along the whole lagoon.
Yeah, everything looks gorgeous.
The floating little topiaries.
Yep.
Every detail, the little picks that are in, you know, when you go to pick a flower out and they have the picks in them.
Yeah, that's
just the details.
One thing that Epcot does is they do festivals, right?
But food and wine was
what
not.
I would say. Food and wine and Festival of the Holidays, the theming weren't there.
Mm-hmm. The Tiana topiary, can't wait for her.
Can't wait to see that. But the Festival of the Arts was amazing. But I feel like Flower and Garden, like I love looking at pictures, but pictures a picture is a picture, right? I can order these prints. I can This is my shot to see these topiaries and not, like, I can't take them home with me. I like that painting. I want to buy it, which I did.
Oh, right. Here. Correct. Like,
this is like, you see it and it's like, take it in, right?
Mm-hmm.
The artwork you could look at and you could like it and you could follow the artist and you could buy it.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So like looking around, I'm not going to buy a $4,000 painting, but I could buy a $60 miniature one, which I did.
Yeah.
But like this is like you look at it and you take it in. It's not something you can take home with you. Mm-hmm. So it's something you take home in your memories, which I think is very special. That's my expectations, is just to be able to have enough time to take it all in.
I know. Because, you know, I mean, I don't know. You don't know when you're going with a 4-year-old. Our 9-year-old, totally fine. She's just fine. But I don't know. So we're going to try. I mean, I'm going to try to have the best time I can have.
We'll have a great time.
And I'm not going to have any expectations. Whatever I get done is what we can get done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to see the Goofy. Oh, I forgot to mention him.
What?
Goofy topiary. He's blowing.
No, I didn't see that one.
What?
Nope.
I think I've showed you 10 times. You probably glazed over it.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
Because it's like, am I looking at outfits for it that you're showing me?
No, or
you...
Goofy. He's I know,
but
the,
like
that's, that.
But you're like, hey, look at this. Is that an outfit? Yeah. What, like, I,
there's
I,
Mickey. There's Minnie. There's Daisy. Don, like, there's all of them.
I know.
Pluto. I can't wait.
I cannot wait to see them. I cannot wait to just take pictures of them. Like Remy is going to be awesome. Like I was trying to use Remy for our thumbnail, but the spoon wouldn't fit in. So I used my favorite.
Uh-huh.
I used Miguel.
Miguel.
Because I love it.
But because, come on, he's new and he should have been there.
I know. And like, I just love how colorful everything is. The theming just looks amazing. And like, that's the thing. Festival of the Arts theming was perfect right. for the Festival of the Arts, the chalk art and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Flower and Garden looks amazing.
Looks like, beautiful. Like,
it looks like you don't even have to do the food thing. But I will say, and we're going to get into this next segment, the food menu is absolutely stacked. Like, I think this is the best food menu, better than Food and Wine.
Oh, yeah. But wait, just 60 new for this fest.
60 new.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I look at the menus and I'm like overwhelmed because they are literally, I'm like, I want to try this. I want to try that. Usually I'm like, I could do without.
Yeah.
Here, I'm like, I feel like I want to try something from every booth.
And Orange Bird's like the coolest.
He's so cute.
It's like the cool. Like, at first you're like, what is that? And then now you're in love with
but
him.
But now I know it. Duh. Yeah. Like, he's in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
I never knew Sunshine Terrace and everything.
It's all him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So cute. I love that little bird.
Yeah, we're going to have to get some Orange Bird stuff, but we're going to get into it because we are excited to talk about food as always.
Uh-huh.
And food is the most important thing, I think, in festival. The vibes can be great.
Well, yeah, there's always a concert. There's a rock.
But what are vibes if the food stink?
Right.
These booths this year have brought it, and we're going to get into what booths we're going to try right after this short break.
Okay, so let's get into the food.
Ooh.
Okay, if
talk dirty to me.
If people are new here, they set up outdoor kitchens around all of World Showcase.
I love that you see these people cooking though. Like that's
right.
One of my favorite.
But they're
things.
All there's. I think there's 21 outdoor kitchens set up.
21.
For this festival.
Can you do something for
21
them?
Or 22?
Yes, you can.
Everyone was reporting different ones. One side said 18, 21, 22. So I don't know.
Whatever.
Whatever.
There's
but they're all
multiple.
They're outdoor kitchens set up. The grills are going. Like it is definitely a sight to see within itself. So what I am most excited to try.
Okay. We're going to start with that. We're starting off powerful.
Oh, I don't know, though, for real. Like, I've always wanted to try the frushi from Japan.
Yes.
But I don't think that's, like, going to be my favorite. I wanted that crab rangoon. Mm. I'm getting it. I saw Mammoth Club.
We're going to have to get into the menus, though. We got them right now. But
I saw Mammoth Club, though. She took the sauce that goes on to another dish that they serve there and got it over the crab rangoon.
Mm.
So I'm doing it. She said, do it.
All right. So one thing that I'm very excited for to try, because we've never tried Impossible in our life. And we tried it. We tried it at Food and Wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's plant-based.
Buffalo chicken tender poutine.
Yes.
From the refreshment port.
Yes.
Listen, and I tried an Impossible meat at the Food and Wine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the buffalo.
Yeah.
And it's the same meat. They always use the same Impossible meat. So I know it's going to be good.
It was so good.
But I didn't know I was eating like blue cheese that was vegan.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
And there's like a blue cheese and a ranch mix.
And a ranch, but they're all vegan. They're all plant-based.
Yeah, I'm excited for that because like...
They have focused a lot on plant-based.
On plant-based. Well, especially because it's Flower and Garden.
Right.
Like the whole activity is plant-based.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So then you win like a... What do you get at the end?
At the end, there's two different ones. You can get the lime Dole Whip.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is lime. And then when you do the whole, like, the kid scavenger one, it's like a mini cornhole thing.
Oh, I like the...
So that's cute.
I like that they did a plant-based considering it's plants.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get into some of the, our favorite booths that we think we're gonna
I think I'm gonna like. I know from the National Honey Board, that Nitro Hydrogen
Mascarpone
Cheesecake.
Forget it.
But listen, they said if you're a texture person... But they said creamy-wise. You like creamy
I'm
things.
Good, I'm good with that.
Right.
Yeah.
They said if you don't like ricotta.
Cash rules everything around me, cream.
It's ricotta and mascarpone.
Yeah.
So it's a very creamy, but then it's like crystallized on the
top. But like, yeah, that's...
But people say it's excellent.
I mean, it's weird because it's like not a solid cheesecake. You know what I mean? It's like a melted cheesecake.
Right.
But every time I've seen that in a vlog, I'm like, that's going to go down.
So we're definitely trying that.
Yeah.
And then the National Honey. Oh no, the Honey Bistro chicken and waffles.
That chicken corn, and waffles is like my favorite thing in the world.
That
by the
cornbread waffle looks like it falls apart, but it looks heavenly. Yeah. They look like they. People said they improved it from last year.
Okay.
Like they did some tweaking to it. Like the chicken last year was dry. Everyone says it's spot on this year.
Yeah. I mean, that's been a festival favorite. That's definitely, that's like that. The Buffalo are like my two go-tos besides my
really?
Italian margarita.
And no, I want to see at Trowel and Trellis, soy glazed sticky ribs.
Yes.
They said.
I'm not
sticky.
The biggest rib guy though.
Me
so,
either. Like, but they're saying that it's amazing.
It looked good. Yeah. It looked good. What else did look good? The shrimp. Was it buffalo shrimp? What was the shrimp? Was it shrimp or was it chicken?
Well, the shrimp skewers. They're
the
on
shrimp
my
list. Skewers.
Yeah, they're on here.
Where's that at?
Citrus Blossom.
Yeah?
They have the shrimp skewers.
They mm-hmm. looked good.
We're going to try that.
They looked really good.
That's all I would probably try from there. Because yeah. I'm not such a huge orange lover.
No.
Like
but
my
I mean,
flavor palette anyway.
No, but Orange you know? Bird. We have to do it for Orange Bird.
Right. The ramen cup. But it's a cold ramen.
Oh, no.
No. People
I'll
say it's
stick to
savory.
My cup of nudes.
It's so. People are saying it was on a lot of people's best of the fest.
I know, but so was the bun the one time, and it was disgusting. No, the Brazil bread was on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't listen to everyone else's best fest, and you shouldn't listen
to
ours.
No, this is a lot.
But we're just giving you a guide to what we think is going to be in the running for best of the mm-hmm. fest.
Obviously, Frushi from there. Some people like it. Yeah. Most people like it.
Yeah,
they say it's great for kids. Because it's rice.
Really?
Yeah. It's
really?
Fruit.
Listen, I'm down to eat it. Yeah. Always down to eat it.
Mm-hmm. So that is in the Japan Pavilion. But these all have goofy names, and I can't really pronounce them very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's like they change names a lot.
Mexico, on my radar, is that tamale.
We always eat tamales in Mexico. Always. It's like our go-to.
I just love it. You don't have to like undo them. You know how you have to undo some?
Yeah.
You just eat it. And that always has, like, it's always... I'm going to say that word you hate, moist and tender, juicy, good, you know?
Yeah, I think that this...
Oh, and the leche margarita from there. I've never tried leche, and I'm so intrigued to just try it because it's a fruit, and Quincy from All Ears says it's yes. her favorite fruit, and it's her favorite margarita, and they have it at the fest, and I want to try it.
Definitely something we have to try.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to try it?
I'll try
anything.
Well, you'll
try anything.
Yeah,
you really will. He tried the pickle milkshake, so he will try
Listen,
anything.
Listen, I hate pickles.
Yeah.
I hate pickles. So that was like a big like
yeah.
dedication for me to try that. It was like dedicated to the brand. Like, I got to do this for you guys.
Right.
Even though the time we did that, we had like 80 subs.
But you know what I cannot wait to try here? This is like my most anticipated.
What?
France Pavilion. The goat cheese croissant. Because I love croissants and I love goat cheese.
Yeah.
This whole pavilion.
You're
they
saying
said,
it wrong.
What?
Croissant.
This whole pavilion, they said, is bangers.
This whole goat croissant.
They have a beignet.
Yes.
But they said, watch your teeth at your risk. Like you could, it's crystallized on the top. You could totally chip a tooth. They
yeah,
said.
See, I'm not eating any of that
I'm
stuff.
I'm like, but they said it's amazing. But I'm not trying that.
I don't
just
care.
Get
I'm not walking around Disney looking like Mike Tyson because I ate a beignet.
What's he have, no tooth?
No, I mean, his boxing. I'm sure he's chipped them.
Oh, all know. Right. Okay. Wow, you've done it numerous times.
I know. Shout out to hockey. But no.
But anyway, I'm so excited for this goat cheese croissant because, yeah. first off, it's France. They do croissants.
France!
Do it better than anybody.
Yeah.
The croissant thing we had at Le Hall, amazing.
Le Hall is amazing. Yeah. That's like our breakfast every time. But listen, and here's the thing, though. Every time we're at the fest,
yeah.
something else
oh, and the
that's not in the fest
yeah.
takes our attention.
The frozen slush, that's like, been there for years.
Germany,
I'm getting that.
Last time we did a fest, we went to Germany and we had the bread pudding, and it changed my life.
Right, but Germany has a fan favorite. It has the toasted pretzel bread. It's with ham and cheese. People say it's amazing.
We'll try it.
So I feel like Germany... is like up there.
Yeah, man. And we can definitely go get.
Yeah, man. I just don't like the schnitzel. I didn't like that.
I like the schnitzel.
You hated the smell of that pavilion, though.
The pavilion.
It smelled like sauerkraut.
I hate sauerkraut and coleslaw are like my worst enemies in life.
Stop.
I walked in there to get the most delicious thing I've ever eaten in Epcot.
It smelled like beer and sauerkraut. And like, that smell is horrible.
It is. Ugh. If you like it,
not to
sorry.
Be offensive. I'm sorry. It's just not a good smell.
I mean,
Italy, the smells are amazing. Food sucks, though. So.
Yeah. Listen, it's either you're getting good food that smells like crap, or yeah. you're getting food that smells great and it's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, and then I'm like, oh man, this is going to be horrible. Like, this place stinks. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to like this bread pudding. My favorite thing to get now.
Yeah.
Like crazy, right? But
I just love when I'm right though. Yeah. Like the satisfaction. Because he was like, it's not even part of the festival. I was like, Jaws, we got to try it.
But we did the pizza window. Like I said, there's always something that we go, oh, let's try that. Mm-hmm. That's part of our...
The bread pudding blew the pizza window out of the water.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. And the corn. I can't wait to eat that corn.
That is my third top.
But I don't know the
poutine.
The poutine? It's poutine.
Whatever. Putin's.
Poutine.
I want that. I want...
Crab rangoon.
The crab rangoon. And I want the street corn.
And the street corn.
I want to walk around eating corn on the cob.
Really?
In Epcot. What a vibe.
I feel like, oh, in Brunchcot, those fried cinnamon rolls look bomb.
Yeah.
But the thing about me is I rather try savory things. Not like the only sweet thing I feel like I'm going to try.
Is me.
Okay. No, is the cheesecake.
Yeah.
And oh, that new Dole Whip they have. I don't know if I want to spend money on that though. Because it's like the chili sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say it?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's like chunks of mango and cheese. I don't know.
That sounds delightful. But right after this short word from Magical Alerts, we'll get into more of the conversation of what we want to try, including what I want to try, which she didn't even bring up yet. And it'll be right after this short break.
Do you need help getting a Disney dining or experience reservation? If so, you need to set up a Magical Alert. Magical Alerts is a service that searches available dining experience reservations 24/7. And automatically sends you a text once a reservation is available. They are super quick and you just click the link in the text to go to the Disney site and reserve your spot. Try them out today at magicalalerts.com. Use the promo code DS2024 when you sign up and you'll get one free alert added to your account.
If you notice me kind of speeding to go up, it's because for some reason our camera can only record for 10 minutes before it shuts off. And we're at like 9:46 and I'm like, Oops. Okay. Listen, she's passionate. She's getting into it, and I'm excited. We're going to get out of here soon, but there's one thing that wasn't mentioned that it's like 50-50 on the vlogs I've watched. Mm-hmm. I want to try the lobster.
Yeah.
I do.
It looked really good.
Because here's the thing. Nobody really talked much about the mussels, and we ended up loving the mussels at Festival of the Arts.
God, I know.
So I'm going to try this lobster tail, mm-hmm. and I'm going to critique it because we do work near seafood, so
mm-hmm.
we're kind of like... We have the seafood palate. Is it good? We don't know.
Yeah.
But I want to try it.
I'm going to try it.
You know, but I know that Mauro liked it. It's
$11 though.
Mauro liked it, but not many other people have, right?
Right. I haven't seen a lot of, no.
Have they tried it?
I haven't even seen anybody eat it.
So how do we know, you know?
Well, yeah, it wasn't in their vlogs. I don't know if it was not worth mentioning.
So this is why we're telling you guys, like, you know, take our advice on some stuff, but don't let our word become gospel at this festival.
Everyone, well, yeah, we haven't even been there. So
no,
we're
but
just
everyone
saying
likes
what we
different,
think we'll like.
Everyone yeah. likes different things. We kind of highlighted the right. stuff that we think is going to
like,
be the best.
Like people love that school bread and everything. Like that's, I didn't like it. It was like gummy bread to me.
Yeah, I did not you like know? That. I did not like that either. Where did you get it? Japan? The soft pillowy meat.
Oh, I didn't like the steam bun.
The
I didn't
steam
like
bun.
It.
And
I'm
everyone
not a
still
bun.
Likes that though.
I'm not like a pod bun person.
I'm not a pod bun.
I don't know.
Person,
it's yeah. too foamy for me. Yeah. Or like spongy.
It's like texture. Weird yeah. texture.
And I'm not a texture person.
I am. So yeah. it bugged me out as yeah. soon as I tried it. But this is why we want to do this is we kind of want to get people excited for Flower Garden. If you're going to Flower Garden,
mm-hmm.
drop a little line below and tell us what you're excited to check out. Because this is what we're excited to check out. You'll yeah. see the vlog come out. Hopefully
the
we get to try like five.
Though,
here's the thing. We're going during spring break.
The festivals are always a good time, though. There's always live entertainment.
Yes.
They have scavenger hunts.
But we're going during spring break.
I know. So I honestly don't know how
so
long.
So who knows how this vlog's going to go.
Right.
That's why we're already kind of doing a tentative date in like May mm-hmm. to get back.
Yeah. Because I don't know. Lines alone are going to be so long.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know what is he going to wait in one line and I'll walk with the kids. Yeah. It's
and
just
like and
hard.
With the content thing, like we're not the first, so we're not going to get a lot like crazy amount of views on it anyway.
Well, right, we weren't there, we didn't get these out. Like it's not.
Yeah, so it's not a rush. It's just kind of more
for the people that live there.
So
yeah.
it's more for like we're going to try to make it for people next year that are going to Flower and Garden or trying to find out about Flower and Garden because that's what we do. Like. A cruise video from all
yeah,
years that came out a year ago.
Back, yeah.
We're watching it so we know, hey, what is the wish like? Or hey, what's the dream like? Yeah. Or hey, what's the fantasy like?
Right.
So that's why we're kind of trying to get the content out. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to be the first because we don't live there. So it's pretty hard
so
for us to be the first.
It's not realistic. And we have kids.
Yes.
So it's not like we could just hop on the plane and go.
No.
You know?
School's still a thing.
Right. School. We have a dog, you know.
And there's career. And,
he has a job. But, you know, we will. Food and wine. We don't know the dates of that. But we do have an August trip planned. But we might have to tweak it if the days.
Yeah. And I don't even know. Like, we might do that, or we might go to a food and wine in September when the third booth's open.
Yeah.
Because isn't there usually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
remember?
Like the first day of the new booth. Like, we'll do something like that. But we'll see, because like August is super hot. Mm-hmm. So we're going to plan out.
We're going to go to the Riviera, so we might just stay in the pool.
Well, we're going to go 2 days for that festival. And I wish we had
but
2 days.
But it is very
here.
Hot. So I don't know how much we're going to even want to feel like doing, you know?
I wish we did 2 days here.
Right.
But we still can. Maybe just not in March, maybe in May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go back in May. We'll probably go back in May. We're going to need it between March and July.
My eyebrows are going up. I don't know if you can see.
What?
My eyebrows are going up.
Yeah, I can, because your fresh Botox appointment's next week. So then we won't see them go up. They'll just stay. They'll just stay. But thank you guys for staying and watching and listening. We hope you're enjoying all the content we're putting out. We're trying really hard to be different and give you guys, you know, a look inside married couple life, Disney lovers life, podcasts. The whole nine. We just want to be your one-stop shop for everything Disney.
Yeah.
And we're
having fun.
We're having so much fun. Yeah. And that's no monetary value can live up to that. But now we are partners, so we're super excited. And we decided we might start remaking some of our recipes, but shoot them long form, because people kind of liked this better when we did like the long form for our last recipe, where we the ratatouille, where we were
it was just
more
goofing around,
cooking,
not so staged.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I think we're gonna redo a lot of stuff with that, because while we had fun doing them the other way, it was kind of made for Instagram and TikTok,
right?
And they're really not platforms we're interested in right now. We're interested in YouTube. We're interested in growing our YouTube and our YouTube following. So if you want to help us, hit sub, share, like. Comment on the video, Patreon, DeStefano's Magic, Instagram, DeStefano's Magic. Did I say DeStefano's Disney earlier? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Even if he did it,
it's a mess up.
The name change is still throwing me off. DeStefano's Magic.
Yeah, you can't have
everywhere.
Disney in your name.
No, we can't have Disney in our name, but we can have Disney in our heart.
We can talk about
also,
it.
Also, shout out to our friend Drew, who gave us our little Gaston, which is amazing.
I didn't see you put him there.
Yeah, he's right there next to Belle. I mean, he's trying to court her. She still has her back turned
out. I don't like him
near her. It's not working out for Gaston. It never does. But hopefully this works out for us, and it works out for you, all these tips and tricks for this festival. And hopefully we see you there. If you're ever in the area when you know we're going, let us know.
Yeah.
We love to meet people. Love to meet people.
We do.
Like, hopefully we run into Quincy down there so we can get her a drink and thank her.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we'll run in some other vloggers and try to get them on Creator's Corner.
Never know. We saw Amaro.
Which we weren't doing Creator's Corner at the time, or I would have been like, let's book this now.
Well, right.
But
so,
I would love to have Amaro on.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely someone who inspired us. And, you know, like I said, comment below any creators you want to see us interview, because it would really mean a lot to us. And I think everyone likes a little peek inside, you know, behind the curtains, right?
Right.
Because, you know, they're real people and they have real life and real struggles and, you know.
I think everyone loved the All Ears, though, because it is so, like, they're not independent.
It's
so,
a business,
like, you really don't know. Like, Morrow's done the Get to Know Me videos.
Yeah, and now, shout out to All Ears, they just did one, which was really fun.
Right, but it's still not
it's still, like, you know, it's a 20-second answer where we had Quincy for an hour.
Yeah.
We're going to have Breedlove for an hour.
Yeah, so it's fun. We're going to see where it goes.
See where it goes. You guys are enjoying it, and that's all that matters. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week on DeStefano's Magic. Peace.